Listening Library presents The Miscalculations of Lightning Girl by Stacey McAnulty. Read for you by Anna Isabel. 1. I don't remember the moment that changed my life 4 years ago. Call it a side effect of being struck by lightning. That bolt of electricity burned a small hole in my memory. It also rewired my brain, transforming me into Lucille Fanny Callahan, math genius. I've been told the lightning strike story 42 times, so it's almost like my own memory. I see it perfectly. I'm at the Crystal Creek Apartments, where Nana and I lived then. There's not really a creek, just a big dirty fountain in front. I'm playing outside with a girl named Cecilia when the thunderstorm starts. We live in North Carolina, and storms happen all the time in the spring and summer. We watch from behind a tool shed. For some reason, I climb on the chain link fence. Maybe 8-year-old me was a daredevil. 12-year-old me definitely is not. Lightning strikes the fence, and the electricity runs through the metal links and then through me. Some of the current even jumps from me to Cecilia. I'm knocked out. Cecilia is just knocked over. She runs and gets help. Joe, the maintenance man, uses a defibrillator on me because the electricity from the lightning stopped my heart. The electricity from the defibrillator starts it back up. I do remember the hospital and the black burns on my pale hands. I remember pretending to be asleep while Nana prayed next to my bed. I only stayed in the hospital one.